to Lebanon now, where a delicate investigation by the United Nations looking into who might have killed Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in Lebanon some years ago, Syria being one of the suspects, but also Hezbollah, which is one of the biggest political players, probably the political player in Lebanon, has agreed or has insisted on pulling out of the government, which has caused it officially to collapse. Here, first of all, is the resignation statement.
The ministers gathered here tender their resignation from the government. They call on the president of the republic to swiftly take the necessary measures to form a new government.
That's Gibran Bazil, who's reading the resignation statement. He's the chief Lebanese opposition minister. The opposition leaves and the government falls. The State Department in the United States is concerned about what happens next. Joining us now is Borzu Deragahi, who's the Los Angeles Times Beirut bureau chief we spoke with yesterday. So it's happened, Borzu. What's next?
Well, Michel Suleiman, the president, has asked Saad Hariri to serve as a caretaker prime minister. This is familiar territory for Lebanese. They were in this sort of constitutional netherland very recently, just a few years ago, when, again, the government collapsed in late 2006, and they were served by a caretaker government for a year and a half, actually. So this is nothing new. Out on the streets, things are calm. Things are normal. People are kind of used to this sort of situation here. Lebanon has been a failed state for many, many decades.
And part of the reason is because of this formula for sharing power between the Christians and the Sunnis and the Shia. I'm wondering if that constitution was finally reformed so that Hezbollah, which actually would be in the government commensurate with its power in the country, would have more of a stake of staying in the government, and so this toppling wouldn't happen, even when sensitive issues are being dealt with, like the investigation into Rafik Hariri's murder.
Well, I'm not sure if the constitutional reforms, which have never taken place, which were not implemented, which definitely, in the opinion of many scholars, need to be implemented, would have helped in this particular situation. You have a situation here where Hezbollah just does not want to be tarred with this assassination, the assassination of Rafik Hariri in 2005. They view this as an attack on their fundamental ideological foundation. They are adamant that they don't want this stain on their reputation and on their image, and so I'm not sure that would have resolved anything. It might have, you know, even given Hezbollah more levers to impose their worldview.
Borzu Deragahi, Los Angeles Times Beirut bureau chief. So the paralysis continues. The investigation will continue into the Hariri murder. Before we go, what about the possibility of violence?
Yeah, that is a very real possibility in this country, where even a dispute over a parking space last summer escalated into a night of automatic weapon fire and rocket-propelled grenades being launched.
Wow.
When it had sectarian overtones. So this is definitely something that people are worried about.
He says it all. Borzu Deragahi, Los Angeles Times Beirut bureau chief, talking about the toppling of the Lebanese government in the wake of an investigation into Rafik Hariri's murder. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.